I want to start out just by saying one or two things overall about the statutory scheme that comes up in under the Texas Business Organizations Code. Our Texas Business Organizations Code partnership provisions, and I'm speaking of general partnerships, really comes from the Uniform Partnership Act, mostly the 1997 version now, but there's a 1914 version of the Uniform Partnership Act. And many of the cases that we have in Texas still go back to Uniform Partnership Act principles. Much of what I'm going to talk about really substantively has not changed over the years. There have been different formulations in the way the text may be phrased, but the basic principles are there. So if you see a case occasionally cited from the 1980s or when I was practicing, unlike somebody was saying yesterday, or in the 1950s when I wasn't, trust me, you still have the opportunity to go look at those cases. The other thing to keep in mind, and I note this in a footnote in the paper, is that the Texas Code Construction Act has a provision that says that if you're dealing with something that derives from a uniform act, that one of the goals is to apply that uniformly across the country. So it is fair game to go to other states and look at their partnership cases. That's a general rule, but when it comes to this particular area I'm going to talk about, inadvertent partnerships, I think it's important to look at these. So what is a partnership? If you look at section, it's 152.051B of the TBOC, a partnership is defined as an association of two or more persons to carry on a business as co-owners.